dip. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OG all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work. With Liquid Fiber, you can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Save your time while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rta.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rta.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM News.
A very good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours, the headlines. President Jussi Lemar thanks Eastern Province for their vote in 2021. 40-year-old arrested for circulating alleged false presidential resignation statement. And in international news, U.S. and Israel launch attack on Iran as Trump says that major combat operations underway.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has thanked the people of Malambo and Eastern Province for their support he gave him in the 2021 general election, saying their confidence in him has motivated the government to work harder to deliver development in the area. Speaking upon his arrival at Imphal International Airport this morning, President Hichilema has recalled that he was attacked in Malambo in 2021, but the people stood by him, demonstrating that power ultimately belongs to the citizens. He said the government is working with all members of parliament, including those from the opposition, to ensure development reaches every part of the country. The president is in Eastern Province to attend the Nkola traditional ceremony of the Ndoni speaking people.
People, Malambo here. Many of you don't know the history here. I was attacked right here at the runway here. And then we went with Peter and others in town there, not in Kondo, in 2021. But you, the people of Malambo, stood strong. We see that in your eyes. You still went to vote and voted for Mnyama Hata Hakainde. Now, and that is why we're working to deliver for you. And when we took office, we said every Zambian must feel the positive effects of the UPND government to pity ya mutukuko.
Meanwhile, several members of parliament from Eastern Province, including Chipata Central MP, Malambo MP, Sagiga MP, and Mkaika MP, have endorsed President Hichilema, saying the region has recorded significant development compared to previous years. And Chipata Central Member of Parliament and Minister of Agriculture, Ruben Kiri, said the people are ready to vote for the president in appreciation of the development projects implemented in the area. Meanwhile, Malambo Member of Parliament and Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri said the development of the district has received has exceeded expectations. Police have charged and arrested Richard Mulenga, aged 40, of Longa compound for the offences of making a document without authority and transmission of deceptive electronic communication contrary to the Cybercrimes Act. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha said it is alleged that on February 26, 2026, Mr. Mulenga falsely published a fabricated letter purporting to announce the resignation of the Republican President and Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, Hakainde Hichilema. Ms. Kaitisha said the publication is alleged to have been false and is leading to members of the public, both within and outside the country. She said the suspect was apprehended following a joint operation conducted by the Zambia Police Service in collaboration with other law enforcement agencies. Ms. Kaitisha said the suspect remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon. It is alleged that on February 26, 2026, Richard Kaunda Mulenda, in his capacity as the creator and administrator of the Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026, sought to publish a fabricated letter forcing to announce the resignation of the Republican President and Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. The publication is alleged to have been false and misleading to members of the public both within and outside the country. The Zambia Police Service has retaliated its commitment to combating the spread of misinformation. The Lusaka City Council has embarked on a project to rehabilitate the ablution block at Kawata Market as part of its efforts to improve sanitation standards for traders and the public. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chalamanda said the project, titled Rehabilitation of the Ablution Block at Kawata Market, and being undertaken in partnership with Thailand Construction, is expected to be completed within 6 weeks at a total cost of 421,705 kwacha. Ms. Mwamba said the rehabilitation works include upgrades to both the interior and exterior sections of the facility, covering floors and walls. She said the local authority is working closely with the contractor to ensure that all works comply with the bill of quantities and meet the required standards, as the initiative is part of the council's broader efforts to enhance sanitation facilities in markets across the city.
The project titled the Rehabilitation of Ablution Block at Kawasa Market and being undertaken in partnership with Thailand Construction is expected to be completed within 6 weeks at a total cost of 421,705 kwacha. The rehabilitation works include upgrades to both the interior and exterior sections of the facility, covering floors and walls. The local authority is working closely with the contractor to ensure that all works comply with the BOQ and meet the required standards.
The Alliance for Development and Democracy has dismissed social media assertions that the party leader Charles Mulupi has passed away after a short illness. ADD Deputy National Media Director Michael Mulele said, contrary to claims, Mr. Mulupi, who is also Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister, is well and alive. Mr. Mulele said the party has noted the increase in the number of cyber attacks targeting leaders in the New Dawn administration. He has since called for a swift action by law enforcement agencies to effect an arrest for individuals behind the fake news claiming that Mr. Mulupi is dead.
From the onset, that contrary to these claims, Engineer Charles Lubati Mulupi, who is also the Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development in the New Dawn administration, is well and alive. Therefore, these social media statements claiming otherwise should be dismissed with the contempt they deserve and at the most must be condemned by right-thinking members of our society who believe in practice of sober-minded politics. The ADD has noted the increase in the number of cyber attacks targeting leaders in the New Dawn administration.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission has extended the deadline for the submission of applications to the Commission to 2nd March 2026. CEEC Public Relations and Communications Manager Nzolo Mukata said this is meant to cater for citizens that missed the earlier deadline. Mr. Mukata said some clients created accounts but were unable to commence the application process due to various challenges, including system difficulties and internet connectivity. He said the extension has come at the right time as it will provide applicants with sufficient time to apply and complete their application.